It appears that Britain will have a new prime minister, Boris Johnson. The brash, outspoken former foreign secretary and the man who led the cry for Brexit has won the battle for the leadership of the governing Conservative Party. Johnson will be taking office at a critical point in Britain as the tough task of figuring out how to leave the European Union still isn't settled. The Queen has even postponed her vacation to be in London to greet the new prime minister. To find out more, we are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Sky News reporter Enda Brady. And for folks who don't know, tell us a little bit more about Boris Johnson.
Well, he's born in Manhattan, so he becomes the first ever U.S.-born British prime minister. And in about 24 hours' time, he will be safely ensconced in number 10 Downing Street. He will have gone to see the Queen. Tomorrow's a big, big day in London, a really big day. So it's the last day for Theresa May. And she basically goes to the palace to say goodbye to the Queen. And then she is asked by Her Majesty, who do you recommend as your successor? And obviously Boris Johnson won the Conservative leadership poll, so he will be installed once Theresa May has said goodbye to the Queen. It'll be a very, very poignant day for Theresa May. She's out. In comes Boris Johnson, and he will bluster and blunder his way into the palace and chat to the Queen. You'll see the pictures online later on tomorrow night. I'm sure it'll be all over Twitter. And as of Thursday, he will be the new resident prime minister at number 10.
And how much, at the end of the day, did Brexit play into Boris Johnson's election?
Yeah, it's huge because he's made promises. He's basically made promises that I'm not sure he can deliver. I mean, he's told the Conservative faithful, and remember, these are the people who voted. 0.3% of the population are members of the Conservative Party. Just think about that. 0.3% got a vote in this. And he is now the Prime Minister, and he's told them, his exact words were, Britain would leave the European Union on October 31st, do or die. That is the phrase he used. So he's made some big promises, and, you know, if you listen back to the words of Muhammad Ali, is this guy cashing checks that his body, is he writing checks that his body can't cash?
Was there anyone, a challenger, that was anywhere close to making it an interesting race of who was going to win?
Well, I mean, we got down to the final two. The Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, was in the final two. He got 34% of the vote. Boris Johnson got 66%. You got to remember, the people who voted are predominantly in the south of England, white, middle to upper class, reasonably wealthy people, well off, and they want Britain out of the European Union. So if he doesn't deliver on October 31st, he's toast, because there will have to be a general election. And at that point, you know, is he going to win, having gone back on his promise? I mean, you know, a lot of people asking the question about the European Union and how does a country like Britain get out of it. You know, there are 27 other countries in the European Union, and Britain has been in it since 1970. So imagine divorcing 27 partners you've been with for 49 years. It's a hell of a process.
Indeed. Enda Brady, always great to chat with you. Enda reports for Sky News.